Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Thank you so much. It's Friday, and some people choose to wear Tommy Bahama. Mike Stone chooses Tommy Barbados.
Actually, it's Tony, T-O-N-N-Y, Barbados.
We got knockoff vacation wear, The Godfather in on a Friday.
Yeah!
It's a floral Friday.
Yes.
And I want to say this before we start. I was speaking with our call screener, Jeff. Some of you really need help, and I'm not going to be able to help you. If you take anything we do seriously as it relates to drops, whether they're Biden or the Donald. If you take that as some form of endorsement or shot, you really need to talk to your therapist. And what you need to not do is call Jeff and yell at him. He informed me yesterday. We were having fun with that drop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care enough to like or dislike anyone. I think both of these candidates are ridiculous on surface. I don't care. I watched last night. Why? Morbid curiosity.
Oh, boy, it was worth the price of admission, wasn't it?
What I'm saying is, people, you can't possibly take this. We're not talking policy. We're not talking morality.
No.
One guy can't complete a sentence and falls down the stairs, and the other guy can't complete a sentence without lying. It's whatever.
Yes.
Because no matter who wins, my life goes on. So just please don't yell at Jeff. There's no reason.
Right.
And whatever conspiracies you're bubbling up in your mind, they're just not accurate. I like funny audio. Yes. I like the idea of a former president and the man who's probably going to be the next president saying he endorses me. That's funny.
Yes.
I don't know what to tell you. So I just, please do
not.
What
do you mean? He's not endorsing you. He's endorsing Mike Rogers. Yeah, we know.
We know. I wanted to help Jeff.
Yeah.
And then there's people on the other side. How dare you make fun of Joe Biden? Well, I'm sorry. The man is a mummy. It's kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Now that we've hopefully made Jeff's day easier. Stoney, how do you want to start today? Because we do have Tigers second half for us to get to.
Correct.
We do have your top 100 athletes. We do have the NCAA 25 training camp opens. But you have a different direction you want to go in your Tawny Barbados.
Yeah, and it's based on last night? Yeah.
Let me hear what part of this before I decide this is acceptable.
Last night was just must-see television.
Donald, please.
And when you have Kid Rock, Hulk Hogan, Dana White, Lee Greenwood. It was like a concert. It was just unbelievable. And I'm not going to get political, but, you know, the first 15 minutes, I thought the former president was on point. He was, well, he didn't say that. He talked about the assassination attempt.
Gentlemen, please. Go ahead.
But after the first 15 minutes, and he starts telling us that he's going to, you know, cure cancer and Alzheimer's, that's okay, whatever. He just rambled and talked and talked and talked. It was fun to watch. And it was, he was on for so long.
Hour and 32 minutes.
I went, my wife goes, because
it was like one of your monologues.
Oh, yeah.
He still didn't land the plane after 92 minutes.
Rosie was barking. My dog, she had to go out. And Cindy goes, take him out. You're still up. I said, all right. Go out. Like 10 minutes later, she does her business, comes back. He's still talking. I said, oh, my Lord. And somebody said, yeah, he started on Thursday, ended on Friday. It's like, oh, Lord. It was.
My question is, do celebrities actually sway people's vote?
Well, that's, yes.
Like, I don't, like, why would, like, okay, Hulk Hogan, that's fine.
I mean,
ripping off his shirt with something. I was just more like, so, like, if you like Hulk Hogan, does that mean you vote for him? Or if you're on the left, but you like Hulk Hogan, do you no longer like him because he doesn't agree with your politics?
It's crazy to me. And I'd love to hear from the people, 248-539-9797. If somebody, an entertainer, a movie star, rock star, whatever.
There last night.
Okay, yeah, Kid Rock. If you like Kid Rock, but you don't like who he's voting for, do you, oh my God, I'm not going to listen to Kid Rock again. The Dixie Chicks, if you are a fan of the Dixie Chicks, oh my God. She said something bad. They said something bad about Bush back in the day.
Look at the other side. Like Robert De Niro's like a liberal freak show.
Right?
It's like, all right, so if you're a Republican, do you not watch the movie Casino anymore?
Why?
I just view it like Michael Jackson, an abhorrent human being who was one of the all-time great musicians.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Are people supposed to not listen to Michael Jackson? Do whatever you like.
Right. It's a free country, care. Thankfully. And you can,
like, if you like can, UFC,
right,
but you're not a Republican, what are you, not watching now because Dana White was there last night?
No.
That's where I always wonder if people are really that big of a sheep.
Yes.
Like, where you just, like, Jason Aldean is a major country artist.
Right.
Are you going to not listen to him because he doesn't share your politics, or are you going to like him more because he does?
Right. Look, I went through the whole thing with some Springsteen people. I don't listen to him anymore because he's too liberal. Well, he gave you so much joy in your life. You're going to throw that away because your politics don't mesh? That's absurd. It's absurd on any level. I mentioned in Crosstalk with Doug. I mean, the example I have, Mel Gibson, you know, not exactly the most warming family to the Jewish people, but Lethal Weapon's on.
Uh-oh.
I'm not turning the channel because he might have, or his family might have anti-Semitic, you know, turns or whatever, if you want to use that word. I don't know.
Wow.
To me, that doesn't make a difference to
none
me.
None of it impacts me. It's
no.
A lot like sports. I mean, I really don't care about what an athlete does or doesn't do or does or doesn't believe.
Right.
As long as, like, I never liked many New York Giants, but I root for the helmet.
Right.
I'm sure right now there are people who are Lions fans. There's got to be a player on that team who does something on social media you don't like.
Right.
And it's like, what are you going to do, not root for the team?
Right.
I can watch last night because, like I said, I got a lawn chair out, and I'm just watching the world burn from a good safe distance.
It was compelling,
and in a month,
funny theater.
Guess
what it was?
I'll watch the DNC.
Yes.
Because it's like the Muppet Babies to me. I watch all of this and I go, well, the sun's coming up tomorrow either way.
Exactly.
I don't know.
We got to, you know, we got to talk about football. We got to talk about baseball. We got to talk about this and that.
I'm going to cure cancer. I'm like, oh, all right.
Good.
I'm going to cure your dog's cancer.
Maybe he can cure his opponent's dementia. I don't know.
I'm going to get Jackson Holiday. Let's party. God,
really? Yes.
I don't know. But no, it was just, look, I did. I watched it out of curiosity. I'm not invested in it. It doesn't matter to me.
Stop lying. Mike, by the way, if you're not watching, has that
ear. Oh, yeah, I'm wearing an ear bandage like some of the people in the crowd. Like, listen, I mean, come on now. I mean, I understand you really like your guy, but, like, what's the Democratic equivalent? You're going to start falling down the stairs because Biden does? What the hell are we doing here? You imagine? Show your loyalty. Oh. Fall down the escalator.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I apologize. 248-539-9797. Kenny, ticket text rolling in on a floral Friday. What are people saying about last night?
So before I even get to the text, I want you to read the same PSA that you read to Jeff's callers, to my texters, because whatever Jeff's callers were going to say, they basically said, all right, I'll just text it in.
But why? What is everyone so angry about?
It's the second you say a political anything, whether it's Trump,
saying anything,
whether it's Biden, whether you play a drop, whether you just bring up the fact that there was a convention last night, even if you joke about it from any aspect of it, it's going to turn into, you know, red versus blue.
But it's not. I don't like either side. It doesn't matter to me.
And that's kind of what's being lost in this whole thing.
Of course.
It goes right over everybody's heads. The second you bring up a name, the second you say the word Trump, it doesn't matter what you say after that or before that. The second you say the word or play the drop, it just turns into a complete bleep show on the text.
I guess for me, I just make fun of both sides because I don't care.
I'd love to hear from the people who are texting you to call us and explain their anger.
No, see, that just undid everything Mike just said about Jeff.
No, it's sunny, they don't know. It's a Friday.
No,
they don't have to yell at Jeff. They can tell Jeff what they want to talk about. And I'd love them to tell me I'm an idiot because I enjoy watching what I watched last night because it was a freak show.
Yeah, I was surprised Hulk Hogan made an appearance. I can't lie to you.
Exactly.
A little surprised.
Right. Yeah.
Like when I think about people I want to hear from about politics, I'm not sure Hulk Hogan made my power rank.
No.
Neither did Amber Rose. But
no,
it's 2024.
Right. And if De Niro speaks at DNC, I don't want to hear from him either.
De Niro's a total nut job.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So perfect example of what I'm talking about here is this text just came in. And this is one of the more readable ones because the other one's laced with expletives.
Why?
Yeah, because
they're
gutless.
Stoney, please.
Two liberal clowns talking right now.
Wait.
That's the whole thing.
Just so I'm clear. Was there any negativity thrown at Donald Trump's way by us?
You also said you wanted people to impersonate Biden falling downstairs. So I'm just saying.
What planet do... Guys, seriously?
Yeah.
It's 80 and sunny. How can you be this angry? I don't care. I wish you all the luck in the world in November. I won't be a part of it because I wouldn't vote for either of these guys. I actually like a little bit of what both of them represent. So there's no party for me. Ergo, my vote goes in the garbage. So just relax. Grab a beer.
Yes.
I don't know.
Enjoy something you've never seen before.
I mean, my goodness, people.
For every one text that I get saying, Mike, I'm with you, I'm disgusted by both candidates, I get about 20 to 30 of the exact opposite on either side of the aisle.
But it's not either side. We're talking about, do celebrities influence what you think?
Right.
I don't know how you arrive at that. It's the same thing I brought up about sports. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't have to like an athlete to root for my team.
Right.
Perfect example. I always talk to David about this behind the glass when issues like this come up. He rooted for Ben Roethlisberger like every Sunday for years. Terrible guy off the field, but you still root for your guy.
Right. But it's like, I can't believe politics is a sport like this.
Oh, it's almost like Michigan State and Ohio State. Yeah. Michigan. It's crazy.
It's pretty bad.
It's bad. And people just lose their you-know-what over it.
But I just wonder, aren't a lot of people like me? You just feel like you don't have a place.
Yes, that's why I want to do the common sense party.
I'm just saying, I actually like some of what the right does.
Yes.
I like some of the left, but yeah. I can't subscribe to either one.
No.
So I'm like,
that's why I can't stand these people who just walk into a booth and just check one box. No, they're different.
I'm wrong for watching last night and just laughing and enjoying myself?
No, you're not wrong.
I watched Hulk Hogan rip his shirt off endorsing the president. I'm like, this is wild. That makes me bad? It's the same thing when I watched the debate and we pulled a bunch of confused Biden drops. Right. I mean, what are we doing here, people? Come on, relax. It's 80 and sunny out. Smile. Take a lesson from John L. Chill out.
Where's your coach? It's Friday.
That was the tour stop.
The tour stop.
God. Can you imagine the palace sold out?
I was on the stage for that, baby.
Who else was on that roll call for the, what was that, 2002? I mean, Lloyd Carr.
Wasn't there.
Didn't show.
Well, John he wasn't L, supposed to.
John L. did.
Rick Lambeer, Mahorn, I believe. Darren McCarty, I think.
What a bygone era.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, did you guys do like the placard drop-offs and all that stuff?
I think so. Well, I was on the show like 2 days before to, you know, pump it up. And then the highlight was.
We used to have that drop where he talks about you.
Oh, I have it.
We have it.
I know. I said it. So, I mean, yes, I have it.
It's hilarious. It's great.
Mike, that's Mike Stone.
248. I still wish we. Do we have your Kid Rock one anywhere in the system?
Yes.
Kenny.
It's on. He's got it.
That is still when you're pestering Kid Rock and he just deadpans to you and he's like, bro. I'm over here trying to do certain things.
Well, you played it. I mean, come on.
It's the best.
We have it.
All right, we'll get with some of the people. And yes, we got to talk some Tigers. No, we don't have a passing report. We're going to talk Tigers at the second half.
Yeah.
And how does it play out? What happens?
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank God we have it.
That's it.
Was it after the Pistons won the title?
Yeah, he didn't. He thought that I was the reporter for a television station who had a camera light in his eye. I was on the side trying to do radio. So I asked a question.
So here's what's going to happen. We're not going to get the feedback we're looking for because people are unhinged. I don't know what to tell you. Apparently, you won't listen to Stone anymore. He doesn't share some of your politics. You don't know what to do with me because I don't like either side. I think the whole thing's a game.
And believe me, I have voted for both sides for presidents in a lot of cases.
The point I'm making is we started just having a little fun.
Right.
Fun's not allowed. It was the idea of like, do celebrities talking politics, like, do you stop watching? Like, again,
right, that's the point.
De Niro is hard left. What are you, not like his movies anymore? Or Kid Rock, he's hard right.
Yeah, Tim Allen. You're not going to go see Tim. You're not going to watch Home Improvement or whatever the show is?
Yeah, I just wondered, because see Hulk Hogan up there last night, or Dana White. Dana White runs one of the most popular sports out there. I can't imagine allowing Dana White's politics to affect how I view UFC.
Right.
It just doesn't work that way for me.
Me neither.
But
it makes no sense.
I would say we could read the ticket text, but Kenny is being very honest with me. We can't.
There's three that I can, but there's this one that actually just bothers me and proves your point entirely. It says, Mike is so naive on politics, you came on and gave political opinions and then don't want anyone to engage. One problem, you never gave one political opinion one time.
Yeah. The only opinion I gave is I like some of what the right does and some of what the left does. Yeah.
Which is a vague and not really an opinion, actually.
Well, right, because we don't, that's not really what we do.
Right, and
I don't quite understand where you're coming from, but you know what? It's George Carlin. I'll just say it. Like, it's reality. You take a look at how dumb the average American is, and you recognize half the people are dumber than that. I don't know what on a Friday where it's 80 and sunny and we're having a little fun,
that has got people so wound up. Like, yeah, I play a drop of both sides of the aisle because that debate the other night was insanity. How could you possibly parse out of that anger? I don't get it.
Because the one side only hears the stuff that offends them. That's why. They don't hear the stuff that offends the other side.
Okay,
that's the reason. I don't know why.
I got nothing for you. I thought we were doing a fun topic.
Well, yeah, I know, so did I.
Jesus. We got one steady. Go ahead.
The few that I can read, in all caps, guys, you are watching a movie, LOL.
Yeah, we're watching the film on both sides of the aisle. It's called Idiocracy. Like, literally, that's all. Yeah. And it's okay to say it. I'm sorry. It's just real.
People who make politics their entire personality need serious help.
That's right. Okay. Now that, first of all, you can absolutely make a corollary here to sports. People who allow a team to make up their self-worth, that's scary. And it happens more in college than pro. But yeah, the political thing where it's like, I have friends who like both parties. I don't have any issues talking to both of them. They know I don't care. So nothing they can say will offend me. But I don't know anyone who's like some of these ticket texters where,
no,
like, you're going to lose a friendship because they're not your party or vice versa. I don't understand that. I've never totally understood it with sports. Politics is another layer to it. Because the difference is you can feel like rooting for your team, there's an enemy. But the idea that any political party likes any of us, they only care about each other. It's a game. Neither of these guys care about you.
And speaking of a game, you can go to a game and the two guys sitting, one guy sitting next to you on your right is a, you know, full-fledged Democrat. And right, the guy sitting to your left is a full-fledged Republican. And you're all high-fiving because your team. So that's the point of sports. It puts everything together. And then, wait a second. I just high-five this guy. He votes for Trump. I just high-five this guy. He votes for Biden. Well, am I going to fall apart? No. We both hate Ohio State. It's okay.
Yes. Let's just go to the people. I don't know. Guys, apologies. I thought we were having fun on a Friday. I didn't realize some of you were that gripped up. Let's go to Randy, 97.1. What's up, Randy?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Happy Friday.
Same to you, Randy. What's going on?
Yeah, it's you know, I get frustrated when people let celebrities influence their politics or their lives because 99.9% of celebrities don't live in the real world. They right, can't relate to everyday people like us. I can disagree with De Niro and still love his movies. I can disagree with Jason Aldean and still love his music. People just need to chill out, have a beer, go to a ball game, a good time because life is too short for this crap.
I'm with it, Randy.
You were running for something.
Hey, Randy, Randy, even our most like insane sports arguments don't get like this. This
not
is
not even close.
It's wild to me.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And Randy, like, understand, Mike and I thought we were opening the show at something fun.
Yeah.
That's totally not political. And Kenny literally can't read the ticket text.
Right. People get
so worked up.
If you are offended because we kind of made fun of him saying he's going to cure cancer and Alzheimer's last night, then you have no sense of humor.
Why? I make fun of Biden because the guy can't go down a flight of stairs.
I know.
It's equal opportunity. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I bust balls. I mean, I'm sorry. I did find it funny. People were wearing fake bandages in the crowd. Like, right. What planet are you on?
Whether you're on the left or right, that's objectively funny. I mean,
right. Like, obviously, what happened last weekend was abhorrent. It was disgusting.
Awful.
But for people, like, wait, what is this, a team sport? That's not a sticker. You're wearing a faux bandage? What are we doing here?
Well, it's the same people that, you know, go paint their faces before games.
I don't get it.
I don't
either. Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How are you? Great show. Thanks for having me.
Kevin, I was great at 2 o'clock, and now I'm just depressed.
No, you know, I go back. I got to take us back to COVID. When COVID was at its height, I would listen to your program just to get sanity into the insanity of the world. all you do is make a few comments about what goes on right and wrong, and it's the epitome of what's wrong with America. I mean, people are so sensitive about it. It's like, get off. It's like, the art of politics is compromise. If you can't handle it, then I don't know what to say. I'm losing hope in humanity.
Well, the art of compromise on both sides has definitely changed. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't exist in a lot of things.
No, it's just
a shame. Yeah, it's a shame.
It is. Yeah, and I mean, hey, listen, I mean, we're not above anything, Kev. Maybe we missed the mark. We thought it was just a fun way to open. I'm going, wow. Like, is someone going to vote right because Hulk Hogan spoke? Like, I always wonder about that. Does that influence people? Or is it like, Kev, like, you know, there will be someone today who now is out on Hogan because what? His politics are different? Who cares? I don't care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, people can make a living now off of our presidential candidates. You got to get over it.
Yeah, it's
supposed to be the superpower of the world, and this is the best we got.
Yeah, and Kev, the thing that's crazy to me is, I could tell you a couple different things I like about, for instance, if you're right-leaning, there are several parts of this campaign I would say I agree with.
Yeah.
But not all. Correct. And in fact, the things I don't agree with, I would end up on the other side with. Well, that doesn't mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean I'm endorsing them. It means I have nowhere to go. That's correct. The folly of two-party politics.
Right.
So I don't know how you're mad at me.
A lot of times you're just picking the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Or hear me out, you just don't bother. Because the sun comes up either way. I'm going to be fine. What am I going to do?
I know.
You got some people thinking if the other side wins, the world's ending. Like, what are you? Guys, breathe. Have a cocktail.
Exactly.
Settle down. 248-539-9797. Look, we got people who want to rap about it in a decent manner. I'm good. Down.
Yes.
But if you're ticket texting MF, you know, CS... M, F, B, C, D, head. Like, guys, I can't help you. I can't read. We can't read those.
Right.
And I don't know the genesis of those messages.
Please tell us where you're sending them from, because the old cliche might be true. Your mom's basement.
No. Stoney's a little fired up, guys. I'd like that retracted from the record.
Okay.
97-1. All right, we'll get to the people. I'd say we'd read the ticket text, but we can't. I mean, if you can clean your language up and calm down, Kenny's happy to read it. But we were just rapping about, like, the celebrities at the convention last night. You'll see celebrities at the convention in a month. Does that really influence people? And then does it make you stop light? Like, Jason Aldean, major music artist. You mean to tell me if you don't agree with his politics, you don't listen to his music? That doesn't, I don't get that.
And it doesn't necessarily help. I forget which year it is, excuse me, but they had the vote for
2024.
The vote. No. I know what year this is. The Vote for Change tour that went around to different cities supporting, I believe it was John Kerry. It was REM. It was Springsteen. It was all these people. And he got his ass kicked. And maybe who cares?
Oh, I'm with you. It was funny. I'm like, Wait, that's Hulk Hogan tearing his shirt off.
I know. Exactly.
What the hell are we doing here?
Kid Rock doing American Badass.
Go to Jerry 97.1. Jer, how you doing today?
Good. Can I get a good afternoon, gentlemen?
Yes, as long as I won't offend anybody. My goodness.
There we go. Good deal.
What's up?
All right, Mike, I'm going to be quick. You got a couple questions. I got some answers.
Yes.
First thing, you're wondering why people are so twisted about this, bent out of shape. How can you be this upset Friday, 80 degrees, beautiful day? Simple answer to that question is all the people who are this bent out of shape trust the United States government. So that should tell you all you need to know about these people. That's why they're so upset. I don't know how anyone can trust the government, but whatever. Number two, I hate what this does to families every 4 years. I don't know how your guys' families are, but I got one parent voting for one vote to the other side.
Yeah.
Me and my sister think both of our parents are idiots, and our parents are because we don't agree with them. So that sucks.
That's awful.
Yeah. But it never used to be as bad as it was.
No, I think never, it's just in the past. Never, ever.
since
the last
century.
Two elections were like this.
Yep. Yeah, but Jerry,
three actually.
I guess I didn't think about it like that. I just don't. It doesn't get to that level within my family. No. And we've got people at both ends of the spectrum, sure. But I'm never going to let that impact how I love a family member. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Right, no, and nor should you, because you're a level-headed person.
Thank you.
And last but not least, you talked about, like, the celebrities and the endorsements and stuff like that. I think that, I don't know, like, if let's say I'm, like, a mega Hulk Hogan fan, right?
Yeah.
But he endorses Trump, am I going to turn around and go, well, I'm a Hogan fan, so I'm going to vote for Trump? The average person is going to say one of two things. Well, they're just a celebrity, so what do they know? They're not in real world stuff, which that's a fair one. Mm-hmm. And then if it's like a doctor or a scientist or something, people will just say, oh, well, it's just a doctor or a scientist who was bought and paid for. I don't think it matters who endorses anybody, because the other side is always just going to say, well, this is just so-and-so. Everyone's so entrenched in their mindset already.
But let me ask you this question. Would you change your entertainment habits based upon who a person endorses?
First of all, hi, Stoney. I don't get to usually talk to you. I'm always on the afternoon, so good to talk to you, bud.
Good to talk to you.
No, I don't think there is this. I was just talking to a coworker about this. I'm a major LeBron Slappy. There's no way he could go up to either one of those presidents and say, I'm going to endorse this guy, and I'm going to go, well, the king's picking this guy, so I got to go along with it. Like, what? No, whatever. I don't care what LeBron's politics are.
Right, and you're also not going to stop being a fan because you don't agree with his politics.
No.
Yeah, right. That doesn't make sense.
Good. You're making sense.
Not a shot. Have a good day, guys.
Jerry, appreciate it. I like I said, it's reassuring we get a couple of level-headed folks. Yeah. I apologize again. I thought we were going to have fun. We'll go to Scott
in
Waterford.
I'm having fun with this,
Stoney.
Though.
Stoney, you've chosen violence today. Scotty's in Waterford. He's up next. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Just a quick observation. You're wondering about why the animosity is there. And what I submit is, look at, it used to be that you would criticize, your opponents were just stupid and wrong. But now, your opponents are part of a deep state conspiracy to destroy our country and enslave its people to a globalist dictatorship. I mean, if you buy into that, how can you possibly view someone on the other side of the aisle as anything but like an enemy who should be, you know, rounded up and deported?
That's a great point. Scotty, like, cable news has really ratcheted this up over the last decade on both sides of the aisle.
I was coming from the left there, but you can make the same criticism about the left to a large extent, too. I'm not here to argue.
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, my point is just that once you come to that, once you buy into all those conspiracy theories and all that other stuff, there's no way you can just be friends with someone who disagrees with you.
Which is insane to me.
Right.
But I understand your point.
I heard you.
Well, and it's also, too, is like you get people that get so deep into the wormhole. It's almost like they've left the planet on both sides of the aisle. Right. And it's like, what are you upset about?
Sides. Right. Well, because it's how they see their opponents more than how they care about the issues. They their opponents are demons or villains or horrible criminals that should be in jail forever.
I don't want to levy political opinion, but both sides of the aisle have some problems in that arena, and we'll leave it there.
Oh, exactly.
It makes it confusing.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
I agree with that completely, but that's why you can't be, you can't just sort of be, it's like that McCain question when he was running against Obama, and a woman got up and asked him, told him, I think he's a Muslim, and McCain said, no, he's a decent, honest family man who I just happen to disagree with on issues. That will never be said again in an American presidential election.
Oh, ever. I hope. John McCain was a great man.
No, Scotty's right, though, because there's no room for discourse like that now.
Can you imagine Donald Trump saying about any opponent he has ever had, he's a kind, honest, decent man who I just happen to disagree with?
Well, right, and then go to the other side. I mean, no disrespect, but it ain't
the other way too. I'm not trying to.
It ain't like Biden's throwing bouquets either. It's just both guys. It's like a bar fight, except it's an election.
Yeah, but it's a bar fight between a crazed guy and an old guy who doesn't even remember anything.
Pick your poison. I guess if an apology is required to my listeners, so be it. I choose to find humor because I can poke at both sides. But man, I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you want me to list out issues I agree with on both sides, I'll do it for you. I don't know what to tell you.
No, we don't need to do that.
No, I'm making a point. It's like, gee whiz.
The greatest thing that could have happened out of all this is in the debate when the golf stuff came up and they actually played golf against each other. That would be the funniest freaking sporting event of the century.
Pay-per-view.
Yes.
Let me go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, guys. Mike, that you're not a big fan of social media, but I like looking at stuff on Facebook, and I don't do any politics or anything, but, you know, a lot of my friends, I'm sorry to say, I'm a registered Democrat. I'm with you. Some's good, some bad, whatever. But they've just completely deleted me as friends because I provided them with another opinion, and I also included facts, which, you know, I'm a teacher, so that's kind of important that if you're going to say something, try and back it up.
You're a teacher. That means you're a liberal.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I didn't say, I said I'm a registered Democrat.
No, I understand, but, you know, a lot of times people look at teachers in that vein. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's your problem, not mine. So anyway, but that being said, I just got out of hand. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's just got out of hand with, you know, oh, now you don't want to be my friend. I live with a registered Republican. And we've just decided not to bother with it anymore. I mean, I'm not going to lose my love life because of two idiots that don't know what to do about running this country.
You're right. Absolutely right.
That's you know, I mean, give it a break. I mean, you know, go ahead, say your piece. I've done it before, but I just choose not to do it anymore. It's not worth my time.
No,
and this four days with this, these conventions, you know, can we do it in two?
I know a month from now, I'm going to pull a host of drops because that's what we do. We're in the entertainment business, and I'll pull a bunch of drops. They're going to make Biden, if he's still around, look like a fool. And no, Kenny, I didn't mean dead. I meant like he may not be the candidate.
You cleared that up.
Relax. The point I'm making is like, I don't understand. I got drops for both guys because it's just on surface. It makes me laugh.
The drop tournament is Tuesday. Is there enough we could have one board of political drops?
Thank you, DJ. How is that not funny? It's absurd. It's totally absurd. I love it. Right. I can't help it. All right. Look, we tried. We'll get some football in the mix. Can we all agree everybody likes football? Can we agree on that? Thank you.
The left tackle's better than the right tackle.
You son of a... All right, let's touch the table. A little football. Everybody, you're going to be okay.
I'm great now.
How about a little college football to start?
Okay.
Okay, we'll get to the pros during a little later in the show. Kenny, please.
So mix in some fun here. We got the new video game came out this week. So we take a look back. There's a list of the ranked cover athletes for the NCAA video game. I want to see what you guys' take on the rankings are. We start at 15. Sound good?
Yeah, I'm down. Are we ranking these as far as greatness?
We're ranking them in terms of their college careers only.
Okay, no problem.
So it would make sense for them to be on the cover that time. So number 15, Mark Ingram. He is the first Heisman Trophy winner on the list.
Flint, dad was a Spartan.
And a Giant.
Still went to Bama. he was just, you know what? I don't view Mark Ingram as a great college back. I viewed him as a good college back, a very good one.
And a very good pro, too, yes.
But not great.
Correct.
Okay, so 15 feels right there.
Yes.
Okay.
14, Carson Palmer. He became the Trojans' first Heisman Trophy winner in 21 years.
Very similar feeling that I have about Mark Ingram. Really good, not great.
But here was the one thing people don't realize. He was an MVP, and he broke his leg in the playoff game. Like, Palmer's career, I think, was irreparably harmed, A, with the broken leg, and then B, debilitating shoulder issue late. But Stoney, he was very good.
Yeah, he was very good.
The USC I'd have to freshen up on because that was, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
To see, well, was he really? He was the first of the big quarterbacks in the USC revival. He was pre-Matt Leinart. He was
Sanchez before.
Yes, he was the first. He kind of put him on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of 20 years ago or around there, 2002, Chris Winkie.
Okay, shouldn't be on the list. First of all, the guy was 30 in college.
Minor league baseball player.
It was Bull Durham. He can't be ahead of Ingram and can't be ahead of Palmer. That's terrible.
We'll bump him back then. Michael Crabtree is number 12, 2010 cover athlete.
He was a great college player.
Great. And again, the catch against Texas. I still don't know what those two Longhorn defenders were doing.
They were doing horns down.
It was something. And he toe-tapped the sideline and got in with 8 seconds to go. But no, again, I'd have Palmer ahead of him, and I'd have Mark Ingram ahead of him. Also, Richard Sherman de-pantsing him was all-time amazing.
Number 11, 2013, RG3.
Legend.
Oh, he was a great college
legend.
Player.
He should Think be about up, this. Man. How many great college football players got a stadium built? Robert Griffin III got a stadium built at Baylor.
He turned that whole program around.
Yes. In fact, this might be low. RG3 collegiately was must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and again, nobody remembers how great he was early in his NFL career. Go pop in the tape against the Rams, and it was the advent of summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we'll get to the people. I'd say we'd read the ticket text, but we can't. I mean, if you can clean your language up and calm down, Kenny's happy to read it. But we were just rapping about, like, the celebrities at the convention last night. You'll see celebrities at the convention in a month. Does that really influence people? And then does it make you stop light? Like Jason Aldean, major music artist. You mean to tell me if you don't agree with his politics, you don't listen to his music? That doesn't, I don't get that.
And it doesn't necessarily help. I forget which year it is, excuse me, but they had the vote for
2024.
The vote. No. I know what year this is. The Vote for Change tour that went around to different cities supporting, I believe it was John Kerry. It was REM. It was Springsteen. It was all these people. And he got his ass kicked. And maybe who cares?
Oh, I'm with you. It was funny. I'm like, wait, that's Hulk Hogan tearing his shirt off.
I know, exactly.
What the hell are we doing here?
Kid Rock doing American Badass.
Let's go to Jerry, 97.1. Jer, how you doing today?
Good. Can I get a good afternoon, gentlemen?
Yes, as long as it won't offend anybody. My goodness.
There we go. Good deal.
What's up?
All right, Mike, I'm going to be quick. You got a couple questions. I got some answers.
Yes.
First thing, you're wondering why people are so twisted about this, bent out of shape. How can you be this upset Friday, 80 degrees, beautiful day? Simple answer to that question is all the people who are this bent out of shape trust the United States government. So that should tell you all you need to know about these people. That's why they're so upset. I don't know how anyone can trust the government, but whatever. Number two, I hate what this does to families every 4 years. I don't know how your guys' families are, but I got one parent voting for one vote to the other side.
Yeah.
Me and my sister think both of our parents are idiots, and our parents are because we don't agree with them. So that sucks.
That's awful.
Yeah. But it never used to be as bad as it was.
No, I think never, it's just in the never, past. Ever.
Since the
last
century.
Two elections were like this. Yep.
Yeah, but Jerry, I
last
do.
Last three, actually.
I guess I didn't think about it like that. I just don't, it doesn't get to that level within my family.
No.
And we've got people at both ends of the spectrum,
sure.
But it just, I'm never going to let that impact how I love a family member. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Right, no, and nor should you, because you're a level-headed person.
Thank you.
And last but not least, you talked about like the celebrities and the endorsements and stuff like that. I think that, I don't know, like if, let's say I'm like a mega Hulk Hogan fan, right?
Yeah.
But he endorses Trump, am I going to turn around and go, well, I'm a Hogan fan, so I'm going to vote for Trump? The average person is going to say one of two things. Well, they're just a celebrity, so what do they know? They're not in real world stuff, which that's a fair one.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's like a doctor or a scientist or something, people will just say, oh, well, it's just a doctor or a scientist who was bought and paid for. I don't think it matters who endorses anybody, because the other side is always just going to say, well, this is just so-and-so. So
but
who cares what they're saying? Everyone's so entrenched in their mindset already.
But let me ask you this question. Would you change your entertainment habits based upon who a person endorses?
First of all, hi, Stoney. I don't get to usually talk to you. I'm always on the afternoon. So good to talk to you, bud.
Good to talk to you.
No, I don't think there is this. I was just talking to a coworker about this. I'm a major LeBron Slappy. There's no way he could go up to either one of those presidents and say, I'm going to endorse this guy, and I'm going to go, well, the king's picking this guy, so I got to go along with it. Like, what? No, whatever. I don't care what LeBron's politics
are. Right, and you're also, you're not going to stop being a fan because you don't agree with his politics.
No.
Yeah,
right.
It doesn't make sense.
Good. You're making sense.
Not a shot. Have a good day, guys.
Jerry, appreciate it. I like I said, it's reassuring we get a couple of level-headed folks. Yeah. I apologize again. I thought we were going to have fun. We'll go to Scott in Waterford.
I'm having fun with this,
Stoney. Stoney, you've chosen violence today. Scotty's in Waterford. He's up next. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Just a quick observation. You're wondering about why the animosity is there. And what I submit is, look at, it used to be that you would criticize, your opponents were just stupid and wrong. But now, your opponents are part of a deep state conspiracy to destroy our country and enslave its people to a globalist dictatorship. I mean, if you buy into that, how can you possibly view someone on the other side of the aisle as anything but like an enemy who should be, you know, rounded up and deported?
That's a great point. And again, I mean, Scotty, like, cable news has really ratcheted this up over the last decade on both sides of the aisle.
I was coming from the left there, but you can make the same criticism about the left to a large extent, too. I'm not here to argue.
No, you're good.
Correct.
You're good.
Yeah, my point is just that once you come to that, once you buy into all those conspiracy theories and all that other stuff, there's no way you can just be friends with someone who disagrees with you.
Which is insane to me.
Right.
But I understand your point.
I heard you.
Well, and it's also, too, is like you get people that get so deep into the wormhole. It's almost like they've left the planet on both sides of the aisle.
Right.
And it's like, what are you upset about?
Sides. Right. Well, because it's how they see their opponents more than how they care about the issues. They their opponents are demons or villains or horrible criminals that should be in jail forever.
And the problem, I don't want to levy political opinion, but both sides of the aisle have some problems in that arena, and we'll leave it there.
Oh, exactly.
It makes it confusing.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
I agree with that completely, but that's why you can't be, you can't just sort of be, it's like that McCain question when he was running against Obama, and a woman got up and asked him, told him, I think he's a Muslim. And McCain said, no, he's a decent, honest family man who I just happen to disagree with on issues. That will never be said again in an American presidential election.
Oh, ever. I hope. John McCain was a great man.
No, Scotty's right, though. Because there's no room for discourse like that now.
Can you imagine Donald Trump saying about any opponent he has ever had, he's a kind, honest, decent man who I just happen to disagree with?
Well, right, and then go to the other side. I mean, no disrespect, but it ain't
the other way too. I'm not trying to.
It ain't like Biden's throwing bouquets either. It's just both guys. It's like a bar fight, except it's an election.
Yeah, but it's a bar fight between a crazed guy and an old guy who doesn't even remember anything.
I guess if an apology is required to my listeners, so be it. I choose to find humor because I can poke at both sides, but man, I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you want me to list out issues I agree with on both sides, I'll do it for you. I don't know what to tell you.
No, we don't need to do that.
No, I'm making a point. It's like, gee whiz.
The greatest thing that could have happened out of all this is in the debate when the golf stuff came up and they actually played golf against each other. That would be the funniest freaking sporting event of the century.
Pay-per-view.
Yes.
Let me go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, guys. Mike, that you're not a big fan of social media, but I like looking at stuff on Facebook, and I don't do any politics or anything. But, a lot of my friends, I'm sorry to say, I'm a registered Democrat. I'm with you. Some's good, some bad, whatever. But they've just completely deleted me as friends because I provided them with another opinion, and I also included facts, which, I'm a teacher, so that's kind of important that if you're going to say something, try and back it up.
You're a teacher. That means you're a liberal.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I didn't say. I said I'm a registered Democrat.
I understand, but a lot of times people look at teachers in that vein. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's your problem, not mine. So anyway, but that being said,
other people
just
do
gotten out of hand. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's just got out of hand with, now you don't want to be my friend. I live with a registered Republican, and we've just decided not to bother with it anymore. I mean, I'm not going to lose my love life because of two idiots that don't know what to do about running this country.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Give it a break. I mean, go ahead, say your piece. I've done it before, but I just choose not to do it anymore. It's not worth my time.
No,
and this four days with these conventions, can we do it in two?
I know. A month from now, I'm going to pull a host of drops because that's what we do. We're in the entertainment business, and I'll pull a bunch of drops. They're going to make Biden, if he's still around, look like a fool. And no, Kenny, I didn't mean dead. I meant like he may not be the candidate.
You cleared that up.
Relax. The point I'm making is like, I don't understand. I got drops for both guys because it's just on surface. It makes me laugh.
The drop tournament is Tuesday. Is there enough we can have one board of political drops?
Thank you, DJ. How is that not funny? It's absurd. It's totally absurd. I love it. Right. I can't help it. Look, we tried. We'll get some football in the mix. Can we all agree everybody likes football? Can we agree on that? Thank you.
The left tackle's better than the right tackle.
You son of a... All right, let's touch the table. Little football. Everybody, you're going to be okay.
I'm great now.
How about a little college football to start?
Okay.
Okay, we'll get to the pros during a little later in the show. Kenny, please.
So mix in some fun here. We got the new video game came out this week. So we take a look back. There's a list of the ranked cover athletes for the NCAA video game. I want to see what you guys' take on the rankings are. We start at 15. Sound good?
Yeah, I'm down. Are we ranking these as far as greatness?
We're ranking them in terms of their college careers only.
Okay,
no problem.
So it would make sense for them to be on the cover that time. So number 15, Mark Ingram, he is the first Heisman Trophy winner on the list.
Flint, dad was a Spartan.
And a Giant.
Still went to Bama. He was just, you know what, I don't view Mark Ingram as a great college back. I viewed him as a good college back, a very good one.
And a very good pro, too, yes.
But not great.
Correct.
Okay, so 15 feels right there.
Yes.
Okay.
14, Carson Palmer. He became the Trojans' first Heisman Trophy winner in 21 years.
Very similar feeling that I have about Mark Ingram. Really good, not great.
But here was the one thing people don't realize. He was an MVP. And he broke his leg in the playoff game. Like, Palmer's career, I think, was irreparably harmed, A, with the broken leg, and then B, debilitating shoulder issue late. But, Sony, he was very good.
Yeah, he was very good.
The USC I'd have to freshen up on because that was, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
To see, well, was he really? He was the first of the big quarterbacks in the USC revival. He was pre-Matt Leinart. He was
Sanchez before.
Yes, he was the first. He kind of put him on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of 20 years ago or around there, 2002, Chris Winkie.
Okay, shouldn't be on the list. First of all, the guy was 30 in college.
Minor league baseball player.
It was Bull Durham. He can't be ahead of Ingram and can't be ahead of Palmer. That's terrible.
We'll bump him back then. Michael Crabtree is number 12, 2010 cover athlete.
He was a great college player.
Great. And again, the catch against Texas. I still don't know what those two Longhorn defenders were doing.
They were doing horns down.
It was something. And he toe-tapped the sideline and got in with 8 seconds to go. But no, I'd have Palmer ahead of him, and I'd have Mark Ingram ahead of him. Also, Richard Sherman de-pantsing him was all-time amazing.
Number 11, 2013, RG3.
Legend.
Oh, he was a great college
legend.
Player.
Think about this. How many great college football players got a stadium built? Robert Griffin III got a stadium built at Baylor.
He turned that whole program around.
Yes. In fact, this might be low. RG3 collegiately was must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and again, nobody remembers how great he was early in his NFL career. Go pop in the tape against the Rams. And it was the advent of, wait, did they just run a read option? Wait, is the quarterback running 80 yards for a touchdown?
And if we ever did the what if he never got hurt, where would Kirk Cousins' career ended up?
Absolutely true. I think RG3's underrated.
1998, Danny Werfel.
Shouldn't be on the list. System quarterback. I hate you. Both Winky and Werfel should be out of here.
We can just move it along then.
By the way, that is like the original college football. That's college football like 97 or 98.
98, yeah.
The original. No names on the roster. You were playing with QB8, RB23.
Oh, wow.
Number 9 going back to 06, Desmond Howard.
I'll stay out of this.
He was a great college football player. I mean,
I'll stay out of this.
He makes lunatic predictions on game day. I get it. He's not very good on TV anymore.
He was a very good college football player.
He was a really good college football player.
And he dropped the ball.
One of the greatest laughs of all time.
He dropped the ball.
He did drop the ball. He was tripped and dropped the ball.
Both things can be true.
Yes, exactly.
He dropped the ball.
Number 8, 2009, Darren McFadden.
He was a great college
running back. I'm biased. I'm a total slap for Run DMC. When you go back and they had Felix Jones, the Cat, and Run DMC in the same backfield. Remember the Wildcat?
Yes.
That was in the phase, not D'Antonio Wildcat with people who couldn't run, but Arkansas with Felix Jones and Run DMC.
Wasn't McFadden the first one to really do the Wildcat?
Yes. And then remember the Dolphins tried it at the same time? Yes. Run DMC was an awesome college football player.
His worst statistical year was going 1,113 yards, 11 touchdowns. That's his worst year in college.
And doing it at Arkansas, not a power. You don't have better players than the opposition. Yeah, Run DMC was... Kenny, you want to pop in that Run DMC highlight reel?
We got to get to the household names now. Number 7, 2005, Larry Fitzgerald.
He was a great college player, but he played at Pitt. Nobody got to see him play.
True. No, it's true.
I know.
And I can't let the fact he's one of the four or five best receivers NFL-wise right. of my generation. He's probably appropriately ranked.
He was fabulous, but Stoney's right. Pitt, mid-2000s, you know, yeah, I don't think anybody really saw you there.
Number 6 is the oldest one on the list. 97 was the cover year. Tommy Frazier.
All-timer. Oh,
boy, he was good.
Joel McAvicka. Lawrence Phillips. Corey Schlesinger. I mean, the
Orange Bowl was unbelievable.
Those were the Nebraska teams. They were a machine, Kenny. I remember they showed up, Spartan Stadium. I ordered the game on pay-per-view, ABC. I had to hand my dad $4.99 to watch Nebraska take on Michigan State.
Was that Saban's first game?
Nick Saban's first game, and Lawrence Phillips is still running. They had like
he's running from the cops.
Pull this up. They had like 600 yeah, yards rushing on Michigan State.
What was the score? It was like 49-0 or something?
Might have been 52-3.
Okay.
Give or take. But bottom line, yes. Tommy Frazier, all-time college football yep. player.
Number 5, to quote Stephen A., stay off the weed. Year 2000, Ricky Williams.
He was great in college, man.
Yep.
He was great.
No issue with it. No issue with it. His highlights at Texas, a guy that big shouldn't have been able to move that fast.
And now we get into the super iconic college names. Number 4, Reggie Bush, 2007.
No argument. Still, a human cheat code.
Yes. And a great, a really good pro, too.
Yeah, the resume speaks for itself. Number 3, Charles Woodson of 99.
He should be number 1. To me, that is the greatest college football player maybe I've ever seen. Captivated America. He took half the field away. Charles Woodson is all-time good.
So, all you know, people who don't think he gives any credit to Michigan when they deserve it.
I can't win, Mike. Sparty. I can't win. Sparty.
He just said that Charles Woodson could be the greatest college football player he's ever seen.
The best. He just single-handedly altered games
yes.
at a position that's next to impossible.
And not even mentioning when he played both sides of the ball, too.
Captivated
yes.
everyone.
Yes.
So let's start paying attention to the order here, because if you have that, we had Reggie Bush 4, Charles Woodson 3. Tim Tebow is number 2, college career.
I understand why. Yeah. I just hate his guts, but I'm admitting that on the record. Who's number 1?
Barry Sanders was on the 13 cover. They felt they couldn't exclude him from the list.
It is the single greatest season yes. for an offensive player. It would be Joe Burrow 1 and 1A. Barry Sanders, 1988, Oklahoma State, with like 2,800 yards rushing.
And he would have.
It was insane.
And he might have had 2 really good seasons if Thurman Thomas wasn't the year ahead of him.
If you haven't watched those highlights, it's grainy, but man, they are enjoyable. Because again, doing it at Oklahoma State, not a power. You don't have a lot of help. My biggest issue is the Woodson thing. And the inclusion of Warfel and Winky. Get him out.
Good enough. That is your college football blitz.
All right, let's touch the table. A little football. Everybody, you're going to be okay.
I'm great now.
How about a little college football to start?
Okay.
Okay, we'll get to the pros during a little later in the show. Kenny, please.
So mix in some fun here. We got the new video game came out this week. So we take a look back. There's a list of the ranked cover athletes for the NCAA video game. I want to see what you guys' take on the rankings are. We start at 15. Sound good?
Yeah, I'm down. Are we ranking these as far as greatness?
We're ranking them in terms of their college careers only.
Okay.
Okay, no pro.
So it would make sense for them to be on the cover that time. So number 15, Mark Ingram. He is the first Heisman Trophy winner on the list.
Flint, dad was a Spartan.
And a Giant.
Still went to Bama. he was just, you know what? I don't view Mark Ingram as a great college back. I viewed him as a good college back. A very good one.
And a very good pro, too, yes.
But not great.
Correct.
Okay, so 15 feels right there.
Yes.
Okay.
14, Carson Palmer. He became the Trojans' first Heisman Trophy winner in 21 years.
Very similar feeling that I have about Mark Ingram. Really good, not great.
But here was the one thing people don't realize. He was an MVP. And he broke his leg in the playoff right. game. Like, Palmer's career, I think, was irreparably harmed, A, with the broken leg, and then B, debilitating shoulder issue late. But, Stoney, he was very good.
Yeah, he was very good.
The USC I'd have to freshen up on because that was, you know, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
To see, well, was he really? He was the first of the big quarterbacks in the USC revival. He was pre-Matt Leinart.
And
he was
Sanchez before.
Yes, he was the first. He kind of put him on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of 20 years ago or around there, 2002, Chris Winkie.
Okay, shouldn't be on the list. First of all, the guy was 30 in college.
Minor league baseball player.
It was Bull Durham. He can't be ahead of Ingram and can't be ahead of Palmer. That's terrible.
We'll bump him back then. Michael Crabtree is number 12, 2010 cover athlete.
He was a great college player.
Great. And again, the catch against Texas. I still don't know what those two Longhorn defenders were doing.
They were doing horns down.
It was something. And he toe-tapped the sideline and got in with 8 seconds to go. But no, I'd have Palmer ahead of him, and I'd have Mark Ingram ahead of him. Also, Richard Sherman de-pantsing him was all-time amazing.
Number 11, 2013, RG3.
Legend.
Oh, he was a great college
legend.
Player.
He should think be about up, this. Man. How many great college football players got a stadium built? Griffin III got a stadium built at Baylor.
He turned that whole program around. Yes.
In fact, this might be low. RG3 collegiately was must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and again, nobody remembers how great he was early in his NFL career. Go pop in the tape against the Rams. And it was the advent of, wait, did they just run a read option? Wait, is the quarterback running 80 yards for a touchdown?
And if we ever did the what if he never got hurt, where would Kirk Cousins' career ended up?
Absolutely true. I think RG3 is underrated.
1998, Danny Werfel.
Shouldn't be on the list. System quarterback. I hate you. Both Winkie and Werfel should be out of here.
We can just move it along then.
By the way, that is like the original college football. That's college football like 97 or 98.
98, yeah.
The original. No names on the roster. You were playing with QB8, RB23.
Oh, wow.
Number nine, going back to 06, Desmond Howard.
I'll stay out of this.
He was a great college football player. I mean, he's a...
I'll stay out of this.
He makes lunatic predictions on game day. I get it. He's not very good on TV anymore.
He was a very good college football player.
He was a really good college football player.
And he dropped the ball.
One of the greatest laughs of all time.
He dropped the ball.
He did drop the ball. He was tripped and dropped the ball.
Both things can be true.
Yes, exactly.
He dropped the ball.
Number eight, 2009, Darren McFadden.
He was a great college
running back. I'm biased. I'm a total slap for Run DMC. When you go back and they had Felix Jones,
Felix
the Cat, and Run DMC in the same backfield. Mm-hmm. Remember the Wildcat?
Yes.
That was in the phase, not D'Antonio Wildcat with people who couldn't run, but Arkansas with Felix Jones and Run DMC.
Wasn't McFadden the first one to really do the Wildcat?
Yes. And then remember the Dolphins tried it at the same time? Yes. Run DMC was an awesome college football player.
His worst statistical year was going 1,113 yards, 11 touchdowns. That's his worst year in college.
And doing it at Arkansas, not a power. You don't have better players than the opposition. Yeah, Run DMC was... Kenny, you want to pop in that Run DMC highlight reel?
We got to get to the household names now. Number 7, 2005, Larry Fitzgerald.
He was a great college player, but he played at Pitt. Nobody got to see him play.
True. No, it's true.
I know.
And I can't let the fact he's one of the four or five best receivers NFL-wise of my generation. He's probably appropriately ranked. He was fabulous, but Stoney's right. Pitt, mid-2000s, I don't think anybody really saw you there.
Number 6 is the oldest one on the list. 97 was the cover year. Tommy Frazier.
All-timer. Oh,
boy, he was good.
Joel Makavica. Lawrence Phillips, Corey Schlesinger. I mean,
that Orange Bowl was unbelievable.
Those were the Nebraska teams. They were a machine, Kenny. I remember they showed up, Spartan Stadium. I ordered the game on pay-per-view, ABC. I had to hand my dad $4.99 to watch Nebraska take on Michigan State.
Was that Saban's first game?
Nick Saban's first game, and Lawrence Phillips is still running. They had like
he's running from the cops.
Pull this up. They had like 600 yeah, yards rushing on Michigan State.
What was the score? It was like 49-0 or something?
Might have been 52-3.
Okay.
Give or take. But bottom line, yes. Tommy Frazier, all-time college football yep. player.
Number five, to quote Stephen A., stay off the weed. Year 2000, Ricky Williams.
He was great in college, man.
Yep.
He was great.
No issue with it. No issue with it. His highlights at Texas, a guy that big shouldn't have been able to move that fast.
And now we get into the super iconic college names. Number four, Reggie Bush, 2007.
No argument. Still a human cheat code.
Yes. And a great, a really good pro, too.
Yeah, the resume speaks for itself. Number three, Charles Woodson of 99.
He should be number one. To me, that is the greatest college football player maybe I've ever seen.
Well, okay.
Captivated America. He took half the field away. Charles Woodson is all-time good.
So all you... You know, people who don't think he gives any credit to Michigan when they deserve it.
I can't win, Mike. Sparty. I can't win. Sparty.
He just said that Charles Woodson could be the greatest college football player he's ever seen.
The best. He single-handedly altered games
yes.
at a position that's next to impossible.
And not even mentioning when he played both sides of the ball, too.
Captivated
yes.
everyone.
Yes.
So let's start paying attention to the order here, because if you have that, we had Reggie Bush 4, Charles Woodson 3. Tim Tebow is number 2, college career.
I understand why. Yeah. I just hate his guts, but I'm admitting that on the record. Who's number 1?
Barry Sanders was on the 13 cover. They felt they couldn't exclude him from the list.
It is the single greatest season yes. for an offensive player. It would be Joe Burrow, 1, and 1A, Barry Sanders, 1988, Oklahoma State, with like 2,800 yards rushing.
And he would have.
It was insane.
And he might have had two really good seasons if Thurman Thomas wasn't yep. the year ahead of him.
If you haven't watched those highlights, it's grainy, but man, they are enjoyable. Because again, doing it at Oklahoma State, not a power. You don't have a lot of help. My biggest issue is the Woodson thing. And the inclusion of Warfel and Winky. Get him out.
Good enough. That is your college football blitz.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.